Happy Easter, everybody. So I don't know if you've noticed in your life or around your house, but a lot of times the things that we love, the things that we get, those types of things can grow old, right? Even we can grow old. I'm feeling it, 30 this year. And y'all are like, oh, that's not old. But hey, a lot of things that we have can kind of lose value or something like that over time. Let me give you some examples. So kids, you know what this is? It's a medal, right? Sometimes when you accomplish something, then you can get a medal for it. Well, a couple years ago, I ran a long ways for me. And at the end of it, I got this medal. People actually run just to get these. Isn't that weird? And at the end of it, I got my Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I was so excited, and I got my medal. And man, I looked at this medal for a long time. And I was like, oh, look how cool it is. I hung it up in my room, and I was like, man, look at the thing that I did. Wow. And then over time, it kind of lost some value, didn't mean as much, it got put away. And in fact, when I went to find it for this morning, it was in a box in my closet, right? It was just a medal. Now, kids, do y'all see what these are? Who loves Legos? Oh, yeah. Yeah, parents, you love them till you step on them, right? But these things are so cool. I've always loved Legos. This is an X-Wing from Star Wars. It's really cool. And in our family, our boys have started building Legos, and they're really fun. Especially when you get one, you get to take it out of the package, it's all new, and you put it together, and then what do? You just kind of look at it, right? And you might play with it a little bit, you might even take it apart, redo it, or you might just take it apart and throw it in a bin of Legos. Who's got a bin just full of Legos? Yep, right? That's where this goes. Just goes right there. And over time, it's kind of like, well, I just want a new Lego. That'd be great. Hey, parents, what about this thing, right? The technology companies are brilliant for making devices that only last like 3 months, and then you have to go buy a new one, or you always, oh, but this one doesn't have this feature, so you got to get the new one. And over time, our electronics can just kind of grow old. So lots of things in our world over time can lose their value or their power in our lives. And so we're going to do a couple of huddles this morning. For this first one, you can gather up with your family, and in your sheet of paper, you should have two different lists, right? And these are these questions. What are some old things that you still love that you might keep for a long time in your house? And what are some old things that maybe you've thrown away? So take a chance as a family and answer some of those questions. Well, hey, hopefully you've had some time to discuss those things. Hopefully you've got a pretty good list there of some things that are old, maybe some things that you're going to cherish for a long time. But here's a question for you. What makes something fall in one of those categories? Is it how much we actually love it? Because I sure do love Legos a lot, a whole lot. I have for a long time. So I don't think that it's how much we love it. The thing that makes something last, to fall into that category of things that we still love and we're going to keep. It's the power of that thing, right? It's the meaning of that thing, not how much we love it, but how powerful is that thing. So what if I told you that there's something in this world that would last a whole year and you'd still love it? And in fact, it would last 10 years and 100 years and 500 years and 1,000 years and even almost 2,000 years. That thing would be pretty powerful, right? Well, that exists, and it's the good news of Jesus. And the story of Jesus that we see, it doesn't grow old. You have Jesus here, and kids, what is he carrying? He's carrying a cross. And so in this story of Jesus, there's pain. There's also hope. But we see the pain that Jesus had to go through on our behalf. And that he walked to the cross with his cross. And he died on our behalf. And if the story ends there, man, it's just a sad, really, really sad story. But it doesn't end there. Because when Mary and Mary went to the tomb to find Jesus' body, and the stone was rolled away, what was inside? Jesus was gone, right? Because he had risen and he had died for us, but he didn't stay dead. And he did that to defeat death for you and for me so that we could know him personally. I want y'all to read this verse together with me. Matthew 28:6. He is not here. He has risen just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he was lying. This is good news, that this is what people found when they went to the tomb. That Jesus was who he said he was, and the hope that we have in him is real. And it's real for us even 2,000 years later, and it hasn't grown old. And so parents, we need to be reminding our kids of this, not just once a year at Easter, right? But weekly, even daily, about the good news of who Jesus is. And kids, when you learn to experience who Jesus is and how awesome he is, you should tell everyone you know. And you're always proclaiming, man, this is my Lord, this is my Savior. The good news of Jesus never gets old. It doesn't fade away like the joy of a medal. You don't want something new like an old Lego, and it doesn't die off in a couple of years. The good news of Jesus never gets old. And he's the reason that we celebrate this morning. So would y'all stand with us as we go into another time of singing, and we're gonna worship Jesus. Well, one of the things that I love about this Easter time is all the fun things we get to do as a family, right? Sometimes we can get a little off track as to what Easter's really about. Alex and I were quizzing our two sons yesterday, 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. So I asked the 2-year-old Duke, it's like, hey, so what's Easter all about? And he said, well, it's about the cat. And I have no idea what that means or where that came from. So we're working. And then we asked our 4-year-old, said, okay, Hank, so is Easter all about the eggs? He said, no. Said, is Easter all about the candy? And he said, yes. So we didn't make it very far, but we're learning. And sometimes the trueness of Easter can get lost in the rhythm of what we do. We hunt for Easter eggs. Who's gotten to do that so far? Who's going to do it later this afternoon? Oh, yeah. And you get to find candy, you get to go eat with your family and wear cool colored clothes like this shirt and all these types of things. And you get to worship Jesus. And sometimes Jesus can become just a thing that we do on Easter. But Jesus is the reason for Easter. And he is the reason that we get to worship and then we get to celebrate. And so I want us to read this verse. And in fact, we have Ellie Renfro who's going to come up here and read this for us. And so y'all can see it on the screen. It's 1 Peter 1:3.
Give praise to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth and a living hope. This hope is living because Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
Awesome. Thank you, Ellie. Man, and when you read these words, that this story of Jesus isn't just a story, right? It's not just something that is put into a book that has no meaning, but it's real and it's true and it's living and it brings us hope because of how joyous it is. And in fact, it should make us want to celebrate. So kids, on the count of three, I want you guys just to say something really loud, like scream, woohoo, okay? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, right? It's good news what Jesus has done for us. that he went to the cross, but that he didn't stay dead, and that he rose from the grave on our behalf. And we want to always remember that, not just on Easter, but in everything that we do. So here's the next huddle time that we're going to do. You're going to get together with your family, and in your sheet of paper, you'll see a fill in the blank. It says, Jesus is blank. And as a family, pick a couple of words that Jesus means to you, some words that describe Jesus. He's alive, he's risen, he's king, he's holy. Whatever it is, take a couple of minutes together as a family and fill those out. There it is. Hey, so hopefully you have had a chance to list out some things. I'd love for a few brave souls, okay, I need some kids, to stand up, and when I point at you, I want you to shout out your answer, okay? So, all right, hey, let's be quiet so we can hear them, okay? Jesus is risen. That's a good one. Oh, yeah. He's what? He is righteous. I like that one. Say it loud. He's awesome. God's son and awesome. That's right. What have you got? He is life. What is yours? He is our Savior. Okay, if you're standing up, you got your hand raised. On the count of three, I want you to shout out the word that you said, okay? One, two, three. I love it. I didn't hear much of it, but I loved it. Man, isn't it fun that we get to proclaim the goodness of Jesus, not just today, but in everything that we do throughout our lives. So as we move into another time of worship, we're going to give you a chance as a family where you're at just to pray and to thank Jesus for who he is and what he's done for you and for your family. So right now, you guys can pray together as a family. Hey, Jesus is alive, and that's good news. Amen. It's what we proclaim, not just today, but as we go forward. And in a world that doesn't, we as believers, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross. And you guys know the story. He's seated at the right hand of the Father now, and he proclaimed victory over death. And so we want to encourage you guys as a family, if you'd like, communion is available over in Student Center Central, which is just out these doors. Y'all can exit both of these doors as we leave, and have a great Sunday. Y'all are dismissed.